Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How you esteem God's things determines what kind of effect, if any, that it has in your life. If you go, oh, you know, how was church today? Oh, it was fine. Our little preacher preached a good little message. Without meaning to, what are they telling you? Wasn't much to it. You know, we checked the box and said we went to church. And that's why so many are so bored and see such no reason. That's why so many don't pray. They don't go to church. They don't read their Bibles. Why? Why should you? What good will it do? If you don't mix any faith with it, none. It won't do any good. Oh, but the power's there. It's sitting there. Hallelujah. It's inert. It's inactive. But it's there. It's all right there. And if you are mixing faith with it, it'll be revealed by your countenance, by your tone. I've asked you many times, how can you tell you're in faith about something? How can you tell? Phyllis will tell you, I ask her what just about every day. What are we excited about? What are we excited about? Why? Because if I'm not excited about something, I'm not in faith about it. I'm just bumping along, not mixing any faith with the Word of God, not releasing any power. So, when you read your chapter, as all good faith life family people do, right? Because everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter every day, Monday through Friday. This is widely known. Well, what determines what you're going to get out of it? Oh, come on, y'all hurry up. We got to read our chapter. Come on. Okay, all right, good. Let's go. Any excitement in any of that?
No.
No? So you didn't mix a lick of faith with it. So how much power was released?
None.
And whose fault is that?
Yours.
You have to stir yourself up. Because we live down here in the flesh.
That's right.
And the flesh... If you yield to the flesh, you will just get lazier and lazier and lazier, and your mentality will be, so what? Big deal. Whatever. And you'll be unhappy and you'll be unfulfilled, and it'll be your fault entirely. No, you got to stir yourself up and you got to say, praise God. Here's His Word. His Word's full of life. His Word's full of light and power and healing and wisdom. And we're going to get some good things right now.
Amen.
Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
What am I doing? I'm about to pour something out of the other beaker into this. Can you see this? We're going to get the Word of God is coming off the page. It's coming in my heart. It's coming in my mind. It's going to work in my body. Some good things about to happen right now. And you read it in faith, in expectation, and it will.
Yeah.
It will. You'll get light. You'll get answers. You'll get quickened because it's all there. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. He said, because you received it as the Word of God. How excited would you be If you knew for a fact, in about 15 minutes, Jesus is going to come in here. And he's going to talk to you and tell you some things for the next 30 minutes. You wouldn't be saying, I hope I can stay awake. You, right? Well, does he speak to us?
Amen.
By his Spirit?
Amen.
Through his people, through his ministers, through each other? Does he, by his word, does he still speak to us? Is it really him?
Yes.
It is. It's him. So it's a big issue of esteeming his words. Go with me, if you would, to Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4 and verse 20. When it comes to healing, he said he sent his word. He sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from their destructions. In Proverbs 4 and verse 20, anybody got these verses marked? If you don't, it's such an important passage concerning healing. He said, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Now let's just stop right here. These are the directions for taking God's medicine.
Amen. Yeah.
And can you see from what we've already been talking about, is he saying, give this your full attention. Let this be important to you. Let this be priority to you. Because if you don't, you don't just live in a vacuum. If you don't do this with his words, something else is going to be on your mind and in your thoughts, your mouth. And it'll likely be the problem. If you're attending to the bad report, if you're inclining your ear to what's being said negatively, and about the problem. Verse 21. If it's staying in front of you all the time, what bad shape you're in and what you need, it gets in your heart. And when it gets in your heart, you'll be full of fear. You'll be full of anxiety. You'll be full of depression. Now let's reverse that. What if somebody's full of anxiety and upset and depression? How'd you get that way? It's what you let yourself look at and listen to and talk about. And what the Lord, can you see the Lord is almost pleading with us? Don't do that. Listen to what I told you. Focus on what I'm saying to you. Right here. Right here he's saying, look at me, the author and finisher of your faith. But the enemy is the master of distraction. He'll be saying, yeah, but look how you feel. Yeah, but look at that test result. Yeah, but feel your body. Look, you hurt. You know that's real.
Right.
And it is. We're not saying it's not. But if you want to be full of faith instead of full of fear, you got to look at what the Lord said.
Amen. That's right.
Instead of all this other stuff.
Amen.
It is a choice every day of our lives. If we need to pay bills, we got bills to pay, we got needs to meet, got to make up your mind what you're looking at. You can go around all day, talk about how big the bill is, how much money you got to get, have no idea where it's going to come from. You can worry. That is the opposite of doing this.
Yes.
He said, come on back up to verse 20. What did he say? My son. Do what? Attend to my words. Let me read this from another translation. The Living Bible says, listen, son of mine, to what I say. Listen carefully. Keep these thoughts ever in mind. Let them penetrate deep within your heart, for they will mean real life for you and radiant health. I can't think about how bad I feel and get this kind of result. I can't think about how much I owe or losing my job and get these results. Let me read it to you from another translation. The New Century Version says, "My child, pay attention to my words. Listen closely to what I say. Don't ever forget my words. Keep them always in mind. They are the key to life for those who find them. They bring health to the whole body. Don't use your mouth to tell lies. Don't ever say things that are not true." And how many know that if it contradicts what God said, it's not true? It may be real, but it's not true. Keep your eyes focused on what is right and look straight ahead to what is good. The Amplified verse 22 says, "For His words, they are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life." We should be, and most of us should be more than we are, we should be very protective about what gets in our heart. Because it's going to produce fear or faith. It's going to produce life or death. Brother Hagin, who's mentioned earlier, my father in the faith who's in heaven now, he was diagnosed with an incurable blood disease, deformed heart, and he was born prematurely and a lot of problems back in the day. And they said nobody in his condition had ever lived past 16 years of age. And when he got to be 15 and 16, he went just the way there. He became bedfast and couldn't function and was at death's door. And he said nobody told him, but he just knew his answer was in the Bible. Here he is, 16-year-old boy, told he can't live, never really had a life, going to die so young. But he said something in him told him his answer was in here. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing that all this healing power is in his words and that so few are actually doing anything to release it? How many people have suffered and perished with a Bible laying on the nightstand? It's there. He said something told him. So he began to look. He began to look. And he just stayed with it day after day. Does that sound like the instructions?
Yes.
Don't let them depart from your eyes.
Right.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.